If you love $9 Monday and $2 Tuesday, you're really going to appreciate our new Throwback Thursday when all daily packages are slashed in half. Yes, you heard right. At both WagerTalk.com and SportsMemo.com, all Thursday daily packages are now 50% off. This means that a 4% package will be only $12.50, a 5% top-rated play, normally priced at $35, will be only $17.50, and the hottest sales item of the day, get a full day of access from the handicappers of your choice. That's one day of every applicable play they release, including any 5% best bets normally priced at $39 for only $19.50. The best part is you can come back every Thursday to take advantage of this limited time 50% off spring off.
Welcome into First Pitch for opening day. It is upon us. I am Drew Martin, joined by Adam Trigger, Steve Merrill, and Rob Vino of WagerTalk.com. Nothing like opening day, guys. We got a big game breakdown and best bets at the end. We're going to have a good, clean, sharp show getting you ready for the games this afternoon and tonight. First up, guys, Adam Trigger. He's got a big game breakdown here. Trig, where are you heading for big game breakdown on opening day, buddy?
So I'll look at one of the night games, Drew. I'm going to talk Dodgers Diamondbacks. If you watch Wager Talk today, earlier this week, I talked about how much I like this Diamondbacks team, played their season win total over. And here, I just think they're good value. Didn't quite make my card because, Drew, surprisingly, the Dodgers might actually be a little undervalued this year. Only 80, I think their win total is like 87 or 88. It was surprising to see a Dodgers win total in the 80s. We haven't seen that in a long time. But I think getting Zach Gallen plus 145 is just a nice price. Listen, starting pitching in this game, pretty even, right? Like Julio Urias for the Dodgers, excellent. Zach Gallen, fringe Cy Young guy, 0.91 whip last season. That's an incredible statistic for season long for a starting pitcher. But in general, the Dodgers come in just a little bit banged up. You know, they had some guys leave, right? Trey Turner's gone. Justin Turner's gone. Cody Bellinger, you know, all on different teams. Gavin Lux gets hurt. So I just wonder how, you know, don't get me wrong. There's a ton of talent still in this Dodgers organization. They have guys that can step into roles. But I just have to wonder how much better they are than Arizona right now, who comes in with kind of a nice roster. Loaded with young talent, Corbin Carroll, a guy that can win the Rookie of the Year this year. He's rated number 2 as far as prospects are concerned in all of baseball. And the Carson Kelly injury opens the door for Gabriel Moreno, prospect catcher that they traded for the Blue Jays, traded Dalton Varsho to the Blue Jays to get him. He'll now start, or he should start, on a daily basis for them. Gives them two of the better prospects in baseball. They make a trade for Evan Longoria, which I really like. Get a veteran in the clubhouse. Ketel Marte in a nice position to bounce back. So, you know, the Dodgers have kind of owned the Diamondbacks recent years. Last year, 5-14 is what the Diamondbacks were against the Dodgers. But this Dodgers team isn't quite as good. And this Arizona team made one of the biggest jumps of any team from 2 years ago to last year. 22 games better. Now they come into this year. I think they're going to take another step forward. I think this could be a team that plays 500 ball. And here, you get a nice plus price, or, Drew, something I love, you could play the plus one. The plus 1.5, if it was a reasonable price here, Drew Martin, would have been a bet for me. But I can't lay minus one. I got strict rules at what I will lay for juice with plus 1.5. Minus 155 is too much. So what you can do here is just play half your bet on the run line, half your bet on the money line to make yourself a little bit of a plus one, or just play it a little bit smaller on the run line. But getting that road team run line in a game that should be pretty tight. Two good pitchers opening day. I think there's value with the Diamondbacks, and I won't be all that surprised if Gallen pitches well and they win the game.
Good one late night. We got four games on the West Coast here going 9:40 Eastern or later. So good stuff late night from Trig. Thanks for explaining how you're getting down on it as well, Trig. A little plus one, quasi plus one, I guess, on the plus 1.5 and the money line with the plus price. Good stuff from Adam Trigger, wagertalk.com. Next up, we got Steve Merrill. Merrill, I think we're heading down to South Florida in the fish tank. Heck of a pitching matchup in this one, man. What are you looking to bet in the Mets and Marlins?
Always catches my eye when we can get a great pitcher and not only an underdog price, but a home underdog price. And now the Marlins tickets are available, by the way, for $6 from what I last saw for this game. It's opening day. But if there's ever going to be some excitement in Miami, maybe it'll be on opening day. They're still in contention. And we're getting the defending Cy Young Award winner, Al Contreras, as a home dog. The best pitcher in baseball last year in the National League as a home dog. And that's because he's playing the Mets and Scherzer. And I get that. Scherzer's been a workhorse, and he'll be pretty good in this game as well. Total's only 7, though. So this is a live dog. If you really want to take a little extra value, or a little bit extra protection, take the +1.5, -170 on the run line. It's a little bit extra juice, but it should be a low-scoring game. But I think the Miami plus money here is very enticing at 105. And I talked about the Marlins earlier this week on our future show here on Tuesday on the network. I like the Marlins over 75.5 wins. So I'm going to parlay that right into a play on them as a home dog here in game one. And one of the reasons I like the Marlins to go over the season win total is because of the rule changes in baseball. There's several rule changes that are going to greatly benefit them. First of all, bigger bases and less pickoff moves. There definitely will be an increase in stolen bases this year in baseball. Baseball wants more scoring. They want more action. They want quicker games. That's why they're doing these rules. And last year, the Marlins led the National League in steals, and they're also one of the higher teams in caught stealing, which means quite plainly they ran a lot. They'll run even more this year, and they'll be successful doing it. And that'll help a team that lost a lot of close games last season. That was their kryptonite. That was the reason they did not have a better record. But a lot of that is random variance, and I also think it was because their offense wasn't that great. So a team that went 69 wins last year, they can start stealing some more bases, manufacturing some more runs, and they could cut those 41-run losses in half. They could easily get over 75.5, and I think it starts today with a home dog win over the New York Mets, who are a little bit overpriced, by the way. I like the Mets under 95 season wins. They lose to Grom to Texas. Scherzer and Verlander are there. That's why they're still priced high after 101 wins last year. But you got to wonder if they're going to both stay healthy all season. I think there's some downside risk there. So Mets under season wins, Marlins over season wins, and we'll put it to work today with hopefully a 1-0 start. And by the way, one other rule change we got to talk about is the shift. You can't shift anymore, and that greatly worked against left-handed hitters. In fact, baseball teams shifted 33% of the time last year, 50% of the time. Basically, every other time a lefty was up, they shifted. And Miami last year, if you look at their record against left-handed starters, when you would bat more righties, they were 18-20. But against right-handed starters, where you bat more lefties, they were 51-73, 22 games below 500. So I think that improves this year. And I also think the fact that they're facing a good righty today, the shift won't hurt them as much. Miami Marlins, a live dog tonight, or this afternoon, rather, at 4 o'clock Eastern on opening day Thursday.
Steve Merrill bringing the goods, NL East matchup there. The home dog plus price with the fish. We got Robbie Vino up next at Rob Vino Sports on Twitter. Robbie, speaking of the Marlins, Steve touched on it, you know, make it a trade to get their offense a little bit better. But hey, they give up one of their best pitchers in Pablo Lopez. He heads to the Twins, and I believe that's where you're heading for your big game breakdown here. So laying a little price with the Twins, is that what we're doing here, Robbie?
Oh, well, we could do that. They asked me not to do that because I did
okay,
it on
Okay, never mind, man. Where do you want to go, bro?
You know what?
Wherever that's, you got.
This is, you know what? It's all going to be repetitive, Drew, because I should have tuned in earlier in the week to listen to Adam, because what I gave them as a substitute play, what I liked the best was the Diamondback season win total over. So hopefully I can give you a couple of different reasons than what Adam's already broken down here. And Steve just hit on one of the most important reasons to me, and that is the base stealing aspect of this. They don't pay me to manage the Arizona Diamondbacks. They pay Torey Lovullo. But if I were him, I mean, the speed on this team is in abundance right now, and the stolen base should be a major weapon for the Diamondbacks this year. When you just look at the outfield of Jake McCarthy, Alec Thomas, and Corbin Carroll, those three guys combined with Josh Rojas and Ketel Marte, if you're looking to build runs, and the Arizona Diamondbacks will be looking to build runs, there's plenty of speed to go around here. So all the rules changes that Steve went through certainly apply to this team in my estimation. It's a young core that's had a year already, pick up 74 wins last year. Why not get the 77 this year with what looks to be, you know, the biggest problem for the Diamondbacks with me, guys, last few years has been the bullpen. Obviously, this year you bring back Andrew Chafin, who had a pretty nice year last year, figures to be pretty good here with the Diamondbacks this time around. And Miguel Castro, a little bit of a flamethrower, that they could use in the late innings to get a couple of strikeouts and help out here. I think the bullpen, we're going to have a couple of guys start the season on the DL or IL, but we're talking about a full season play here. And I think that the Diamondbacks, generally speaking, when I look at bullpens, I like to have four or five that I would consider dependable, just because of the grueling schedule and how many pitches these guys throw per day. You want to be able to rotate guys maybe four or five deep. I think Arizona has that in the bullpen this year, and we may not see as many blown leads late in games by this bullpen as we've seen in the past by the Diamondbacks. So team speed, I think one real good reason to like them. The bullpen additions, I think, and the depth of the bullpen, quality depth here, I think is another good reason. Zach Gallen would be the third really good reason. Last year, they opened with Madison Bumgarner as their ace. Not good enough, right? They drop him to three in the rotation here, and Zach Gallen takes over. And Zach Gallen's, you know, he's a NL Cy Young waiting to happen here to lead the rotation. Still not thoroughly evolved as far as quality depth 1 through 5 goes, Drew, but probably 1 through 4 here. They're going to put themselves, and maybe even 1 through 5, put themselves in a position to be in just about every game. Adam talked about Corbin Carroll, who a lot of people are high on as far as winning the MVP goes. I just think when you do the simple math of 74 wins last year and an asking price of 77 to cash a ticket right now, and some may have gotten a better number than what we're dealing with here on opening day. When you do that simple math and you look at the construction of this roster, all three phases, offense, defense. That's another thing real quick here, guys. That outfield defense, I don't know if any fly balls are going to get down in that outfield because there's so much speed out there. So give me the Diamondbacks as a future play season win total over 76.5. I just think they're improved in all facets, and we're not asked to do too much better than what they did last year. A 78-84 team gets it done.
Yeah, Robbie, and another thing here, guys, in the NL West, they're not going to have to play the Padres and the Dodgers as much with the balanced scheduling this season. So maybe some more wins playing more central teams that at least project not to be as good as the Padres and the Dodgers out West. So good stuff from Robbie Vino. Check him out, wagertalk.com. Guys, we're going around the horn here with best bets. We'll start off with Adam Trigger. Well, first, let's give a shout out to the chat box. C. James. Abel in the house as well. Dram Yankee, Leg Show Magazine, Bill, all you VIPs, welcome on in. Remember, a lot of you guys from last season. So first pitch, opening day is here, guys. Feel free to shout out what you're looking to bet, where you agree, where you disagree. And if you're watching on replay, feel free to comment below and ask any questions. All is welcome here. So we'll head to Trigg for best bets. Guys, check him out, wagertalk.com. He knows his Korean baseball. If you like betting baseball on the other side of the world, some have referred to him as Korean Adam, but Adam Trigger, wagertalk.com. And guys, last season he was 84-58, 59% winners. But of course, we're betting the bases here. And it's more important, the net gain, plus 69% net gain. So that's the profits there. He's not going to load you up with a lot of chalk here on the bases. Good baseball handicapper, Adam Trigger, wagertalk.com. Any final thoughts here for the show, Trigg? And where are you heading for best bets?
Well, Drew, of course, Korean baseball starts on Saturday, which is Friday night for a lot of you guys. So that to look forward to this weekend. I have a 4% play for Major League Baseball that goes this afternoon. I already gave you my thoughts on one of the night games earlier in the show, and I'll go with another one of the night games for my best bet. I tweeted out earlier today, kind of got one in at the horn with another couple futures plays. And so I wanted to at least just first talk about the Seattle Mariners in general. It's just a team I'm high on. And I was going to have FOMO, betting FOMO, if I didn't get a piece of them to win the AL, to win the World Series, to win the AL West. So even though I took slightly better numbers there, I still think those are good bets. And I tweeted that out. So check out my Twitter for those. And you can hop on those at any point in time during the season. Those are constantly posted, but the best bet for the show is going to be the Mariners -115, -120, depending on your book. I just think this is a team that was really good last year that got better. They added Teoscar Hernandez, solid player. Luis Castillo, arguably their biggest addition, came over last year. He was awesome for them down the stretch and in the playoffs. He's the one getting the ball today, and he's a guy I've liked for years. Drew, we've talked about him for years as someone that I thought could always be a little bit better. And now that he's in Seattle, I think he might actually reach his full potential there. He dominated the Guardians last season. And so, you know, this should be a decent matchup for him. At least it projects as such based on his past numbers against the Guardian. As far as the Mariners in general, Jared Kelenic, I think he could be in for a breakout season for the Mariners. Young prospect, he's kind of bounced back and forth between the minors, but he's projected as an absolute stud ever since he came on the scene. And now as a 23-year-old, maybe he breaks out this year. I just think that there's talent up and down this lineup. Julio Rodriguez last year, one of the best rookies in baseball. So it's just a team I like. The Guardians are another team that I think, has potential. But in general, Drew, I feel like they overachieved last year to get to the point that they got with as team, as young as they are. I wonder if they have a little bit of a collective sophomore slump. I'll use that term. Just young team that came out without without much expectations, overachieved a little bit, and now there's expectations there. They're expected to win the AL Central. I've talked about it all week. I like the White Sox in that division. So here on the road against the Mariners, you got Shane Bieber, who had shoulder injury in 2021, comes out, throws over 200 innings last year. You got to wonder how that, adds up for him coming into this season. I'll take the Mariners at home, a team that I think is just a little bit better than the Guardians. I'll take Luis Castillo, who I have rated slightly, higher than Bieber right now, at least, pitchers I'm looking to back coming into this season. And the price seems pretty fair. Two decent teams. I think it'll be a good game. But -115 on the Mariners at home seems pretty reasonable. This just missed my client card because, again, I think you got two solid teams here, two solid pitchers. And it is opening day, which can always be tough. But I do think there's edges here for the Mariners. So that will be my best bet for the show. And the only other thing that I like better than this one is up on my page right now. It's a 4%er. It's my only play for opening day.
In the nightcap there, Trigg, like in the home team pick, near pick'em price there on the M's. Should be a good bullpen as well out west. Great guys, we get Steve Merrill.
Both teams, Drew. Both of those bullpens are really, really good. I meant to touch on that. Like, that's another thing. Outstanding bullpens there.
Yeah, something to watch. Good way to make money on the bases, guys. Speaking of Luis Castillo, his former team and a team that I think could use his services this year, the Cincinnati Reds, guys, for my best bet, I'm going to go under their 66 win total, 65.5 at some shops. Caesars Will Hill here posting a 66 win mark. And I got him to the under, going to use the schedule change, more balanced schedule, NL Central teams towards the bottom. Actually looking to fade them, guys. I think they're going to have a tough time playing more West, more East, more AL teams. Cincinnati fits the bill here. The top of the rotation is pretty solid. Three good young pitchers. But after that, it's a big drop off. And speaking of bullpens here, I project Cincinnati, the Reds bullpen, to be one of the worst. And keeping in mind that they're three young arms at the top of the rotation, I think they're going to have short leashes, therefore more innings to fill with this projected bad bullpen in Great American Ballpark. It's one of the top hitting parks in all of baseball here. So I think the Reds are really going to struggle. I think they flirt with 100 losses here. So I'm going under 66 wins for the Cincinnati Reds this season for my best bet. You got until 4:10 Eastern with their first pitch coming today. We got Steve Merrill up next, guys. Check out Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com. Also check out his video Just a Bit Outside, where a little bit more in depth on some of these schedule changes, also rules changes overall. He does a great job breaking that down. That's at the Wager Talk YouTube channel. Also check him out, wagertalk.com. His premium plays, he's the number one ranked MLB totals handicapper over the last 3 years. Up 89% profit here, Steve. So check him out. MLB opening day, Steve Merrill, half off pricing. Steve, what do you got for best bets and any final thoughts for the show?
Great way to celebrate opening day in baseball with a 50% instant discount at wagertalk.com for half price Thursday. And I do have a strong totals play going on the Thursday night card, so you have plenty of time to get there. Since I joined 3 years ago, nobody's won more money in MLB totals, number one ranked at wagertalk.com. Also did that preview video just a bit outside, breaking down the rule changes and which teams it'll benefit. So a big picture, long season approach for both futures and play on teams throughout the season. So check out that video right here on Wager Talk TV. And also hit the bell for instant alerts when my NCAA Final Four Fade the Public video for College Hoops goes live here later this evening on Thursday. Going to look at a free play on the afternoon card at 4 o'clock Eastern. And this is also a two-for-one special because I'm going to give you a free futures play attached with it. I like the Rangers this season. I think they're a play-on team, and we'll start right with one of the best players in baseball on the mound form in Jacob DeGrom laying the short price here. So we'll take the Rangers minus the 135 range tonight, or this afternoon rather, at 4 Eastern against the Phillies. Phillies should regress this season. Don't forget, they were the last team to get in as a wild card last year. They only won 87 games, made that monster run to win the World Series, but I think they regress. I think the Rangers are a play-on team that was much better than just 68 wins last year. In fact, just on the blind, if you look at run differential, they should have been a 77-win team last year, and now they've got DeGrom in the rotation, one of the best pitchers in baseball. And then on top of that, the new rules are going to increase steals. They led Major League Baseball in stolen bases last year, and they're also high on that list in caught stealing, so the Rangers are going to run a lot. The new rules will benefit them there, and also no shift anymore, which worked against left-handed hitters. Rangers' best hitters are lefties. They're going to be much better offensively this year for that reason. And the numbers show it. Last year against left-handed starters where they had righties batting, 27-28, one game below 500. Against right-handed starters where you hit more lefties, they were 41-66, 25 games below 500. And they also lost 35 games by one run last year. All that's going to improve. I like them over the total wins, which is around 81.5. Texas Rangers over 81.5 total wins. And it starts with a win this afternoon. I also like the Rangers minus 135 with DeGrom on the hill at 4 o'clock Eastern Thursday.
There we go. Opening day pick correlated with the season win total. Like it. And we got Truman in the chat box, Steve, saying, love the show. Head into the Rangers-Phillies game now, watching the show. Shout out to you, Truman. Thanks for joining us. Please smash that like button. Raven Ron in the house as well. Leg Show Magazine. We got a lot of people in here. We got Jessica saying the Astros look to be the play. So, hey, guys, thanks for joining us and throwing out these picks. So, Robbie, with the best bet pick coming to you, guys, check him out, wagertalk.com. And we also got some guys asking, when did Rob become Robbie? So, Rob, not sure if you want to touch on that, but I think either way is cool with him. He's got an MLB Thursday night gold key best bet up and available. Rob Vino, wagertalk.com. Robbie, anything for final thoughts and best bet for the show?
And Robbie solely belongs to you, Drew, and it just goes back to our Sports Memo days. Remember, there was Sports Memo before Sports Memo became a part of the Wager Talk family, and yeah. The former CEO there used to refer to me as Robbie, and when you came along, you followed suit, and I don't mind either. When I was younger, that's what they called me because my dad goes by the same first name of Robert. So, you know, they shortened me up a little bit as a kid. I don't mind it. It's yours exclusively, Drew. Love being on with you. Let's go like this, guys. You know, I'd love to be under the radar somewhat nationally, as Adam is with Seattle here tonight, as Steve is with Texas here tonight. Not teams that a lot of public bettors want to run to the window with. But I'm going to stand in line with the public bettors here tonight and play the Angels run line, very short price, full game run line, minus $1.03. And there's a lot of reasons why. For me, it just lines up fundamentally here. Let's just start with Kyle Muller, the starting pitcher for the Oakland A's, who folks watching may not know a lot about. 6'7 kid, 250-pound big kid. Just to give you a little bit of a scouting report on him, sits somewhere around 95 with a fastball. If you read different scouting reports, you'll see 93 to 95, 95 to 97. So give or take a couple miles an hour where the speed is concerned, the velocity and whatever jugs gun or type of measuring device they're using. Fastball is his main pitch, but he's got severe control problems, has had them throughout his minor league career. Some feel like he's gotten a little bit better. Numbers indicate he got a little bit better. But when he got called up to the bigs last year for a few starts in September or a few appearances in September, he got hammered when he was with the Atlanta Braves. It's a guy who came across from Atlanta in the Sean Murphy deal. And he's going to be you know, the number one, the ace here for Oakland. He's somewhat projected, or some project him even to only be a bullpen arm. So you're talking about a guy going up against Shohei Ohtani tonight in the Angels lineup, who may only in the end turn out to be a bullpen arm. The problems, again, control issues are massive. It's a reason why he probably doesn't strike out more than he should, because there's no secondary put away pitch here. If he's not going to get you up high with a fastball, he's probably not going to get you at all. That's dictated, or at least that's indicated by the fact that his zone contact rate last year was in the high 80s. So if he's in the zone, these major league hitters at 95 are hitting it. And he's not in the zone with his secondary pitches. That's troublesome against an Angel lineup that is right-handed heavy, power heavy, hard hitting. Taylor Ward, Mike Trout, Ohtani, Rendon, Renfro, all these guys, Brandon Drury, that can take him deep. I think there's trouble even in Oakland tonight for this particular pitcher. You may see an early exit, and then you got to see the Oakland bullpen. Shohei last year against the Oakland A's dominated. I mean, he had some really, really good numbers. 1.09 ERA in four starts, 0.81 whip, 28 to 6 K to walk numbers, 220 on base percentage, and a 479 OPS. So Oakland's new revised lineup, which seems to occur every year as they thread the needle with their finances, doesn't expect to do much here. The only problem I would have with the Angels in this instance, Drew, is you always worry about their bullpen. No Raisel Iglesias anymore. And can the back third keep this clean? I trust the seventh and the eighth inning. You're going to come with Aaron Loop, Ryan Tepera, proven arms. The closer situation is not good here in L.A. still. Carlos Estevez, a hit or miss spring. I know spring numbers don't mean a ton, but we have a lot of question marks around him. But I'm willing to play run line full game tonight because I don't think this is a closer situation. I don't think we're going to get into a spot where we need to have Carlos Estevez on the hill here. Probably something around a 7-2 Angel win. I think it'll be short and sweet for the Angels here in this one. So give me that at a very short price. I don't know that we'll see Ohtani only laying $1.05 on the road against this type of team and starting pitcher much more in the future. So I'll take advantage of it now. LA Angels, full game run line, minus 105.
Ohtani on the hill. Going with the Halos, Robbie Vino at Rob Vino Sports, wagertalk.com, where you can find Adam Trigger, Steve Merrill as well. Best bet recap here. I got the Reds under 66 wins. We get Trig out west, Seattle, late night tonight, minus the 115. Steve Merrill, Texas, minus 135, correlated there with the season win total, 81.5 there towards the over. And Robbie Vino on the Halos, just talked about it. Ohtani, minus the 1.5, minus 120. Check out Rob Vino, Steve Merrill, Adam Trigger. I am Drew Martin, wagertalk.com. Guys, half off pricing on Thursday here, opening day special. And each and every Thursday going forward through midsummer. So, guys, enjoy opening day. Please smash that like button. Feel free to comment below and cash those tickets. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.
If you love $9 Monday and $2 Tuesday, you're really going to appreciate our new Throwback Thursday when all daily packages are slashed in half. Yes, you heard right. At both wagertalk.com and sportsmemo.com, all Thursday daily packages are now 50% off. This means that a 4% package will be only $12.50, a 5% top-rated play, normally priced at $35, will be only $17.50, and the hottest sales item of the day, get a full day of access from the handicappers of your choice. That's one day of every applicable play they release, including any 5% best bets, normally priced at $39, for only $19.50. The best part is you can come back every Thursday to take advantage of this limited time 50% off spring offer.